From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Melissa Block, and we hope you'll forgive us if we don't start this hour with the president's trip to Vietnam, or the leadership elections in Congress, or the latest from Iraq. Those are all very worthy stories.
But there is a football game tomorrow in Columbus, Ohio, and everything about it is big. The schools, the teams, the bands, the rivalry, the hype, and of course, the money. This is big-time college sports, after all.
It is Ohio State versus Michigan, number one versus number two. There was quite a bit of hype before today, but this morning, Michigan's legendary former coach, Bo Schembechler, died suddenly at age 77, and that's making tomorrow's game even more meaningful. We'll talk about the contest on the field in a minute. First, here's Steve Carmody of Michigan Radio with more on Bo Schembechler.
Schembechler collapsed this morning as he was about to tape a television program about tomorrow's Michigan-Ohio State game. He was taken by ambulance to a suburban Detroit hospital, where he was pronounced dead of heart failure a short time later. Schembechler was hospitalized after an almost identical incident at the same studio last month. At that time, doctors implanted a device in his chest to regulate his heartbeat. His teams at Michigan won 194 games and lost just 48. Schembechler's games against Ohio State's Woody Hayes defined college football in the late 60s and 1970s, even more so because Schembechler was once a Hayes assistant. At a news conference earlier this week, Schembechler said preparing for Ohio State took precedence over everything else.
It was our strategy here at Michigan to do something to beat Ohio State every day, and even if it's in the first meeting to talk about it. But we're going to do something every day.
Detroit Free Press columnist Mitch Albom helped Schembechler write his autobiography. Speaking to ESPN, he said the football coach was a unique character off the field.
He could buy a hamburger with you and you'd be talking about it for 20 years because there was a feeling that you were around a larger-than-life character. And I think because of that, we always thought he would live forever because he cheated death umpteen times.
Schembechler suffered his first heart attack on the eve of the 1970 Rose Bowl. He suffered a second heart attack in 1987. He also underwent two quadruple heart bypasses. The chief of cardiology at Providence Hospital said at the end, Schembechler's heart muscle just gave out. For NPR News, I'm Steve Carmody in Ann Arbor.